This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Congressman Jeff Hurd is among the House Republicans concerned about the Medicaid cuts their Senate colleagues are considering. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
At issue for Hurd is the so-called Medicaid provider tax, which Colorado uses to extend Medicaid to more people. He and 15 others wrote their party leaders that the Senate's push to gradually lower the rate from 6% to 3.5% could cost them their support. Hurd says it's critical for hospitals in rural Colorado.
If we're going to sustain Medicaid and make sure that we preserve this important care for these populations, I don't think it's a good idea to be cutting this essential funding mechanism.
But Hurd stopped short of saying the change means he'd vote against the One Big Beautiful Bill. He says it delivers on many other things he ran on. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A $3 million grant will make sure that Coloradans continue to have access to a medication that reverses overdoses. CPR's John Daly.
Attorney General Phil Weiser announced the money at an event at Denver Health. The money comes from Colorado's opioid settlement. It'll go into a fund to buy naloxone, also called Narcan, in bulk. Rica Rodriguez with Promotoras de Esperanza says it saved her from overdose 3 times.
And it works. It really works. Naloxone saves lives, but access must be equitable. Culturally competent harm reduction is not a luxury, but a necessity. Today I stand before you alive because someone believed I was worth saving.
The program supplies naloxone at no cost to schools, harm reduction groups, and law enforcement. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Douglas County voters reject an effort to become home rule. In a special election that ended Tuesday, more than 70% of voters said no to the idea. The change would have allowed Douglas County to set the rules for more of its internal operations. County leaders said it would also give them more standing to fight state policies they object to. But legal experts have said that's not how county home rule works. Around the Denver area today, a chance for thunderstorms and highs just above 80. Should be sunny again tomorrow. This is CPR News.